My first thought about family law appeals is that they are always a tragedy. Always a tragedy for the people who are involved in it. In this arena, many ordinary people feel in a very personal way the full impact of the law on their lives. And the topic is interesting at this time, too. I think that especially in a time of heightened political discourse in our society, it is the judiciary that can promote unifying principles that bring people together, don't pull them apart. In order to do that, I think that we in our appellate world have to be creative in articulating what it is we're doing and why we're doing it. I think that this aspirational topic that I'm going to be addressing today has been invited by necessity. In Texas, we have been told in the administration of our judiciary that we claim a position at the forefront of our sister states nationally in trying to figure out innovative ways to address the administration of justice. The numbers are telling in the family law arena, and they are essentially that family law constitutes over half of the cases that are in our district and county courts now, 52% in the 2016 last statistical compilation, over half. What's important about that number is that it is here to stay. We have the observation that the number of new divorce cases is going up, but even more so, the number of post-divorce modification cases are going up at an alarmingly high rate. And additionally, family law cases have the lowest clearance rates of all the cases that are coming through the court system. All the other categories are at or above 100% clearance rates, and family law cases are at about 75%.